Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I see that all Chinese imported garlic must be fumigated with methyl bromide to ensure that we remain free of all the bugs and diseases found in China, and that methyl bromide has a serious, dangerous spectrum. It's highly toxic.
It is very concerning, I must say. And in my kids' cooking classes, I actually suggest to the children that they tell their mums not to buy the Chinese garlic and to look for the Australian garlic. And last year, I planted some garlic outside in my footpath garden out on the verge, and I'm about to do so again this year. I just get a few cloves of the organic Australian garlic and plant it in the garden, and by Christmas time, it's... towards the end of the year, it's wonderful. We're ready to pick.
Now, speaking of footpath gardens, aren't some councils...
Well, actually, I just read that the Sydney City Council is actually giving their locals $50,000 to brighten up their streets with footpath gardens. Now, I've got one out the front, which I actually planted myself, because the council left quite a big sort of triangular hole in the street when they put in those bumps, you know, and they just left it empty for quite a while. And I thought, well, I'm going to go out to Kimbricky at Terry Hills and get some soil and some manure and fill that, which I did, and then I planted it. And it is a most successful garden because it gets lots of sunshine. It's just fantastic. I love it. It's full of, you know, all sorts of herbs and vegetables, and it's thriving because of the sun and all that manure I've given it.
And I hear we might see it on Weekend Sunrise on Channel 7.
Yes, on Sydney Weekend. I'm not quite sure which Saturday evening they're going to put it to air, but I had them here on Saturday, you know, that torrential rain day.
Oh, yes.
And I had the kids here, and we did go out into the garden. Let me tell you, the garden wasn't looking its absolute best because it had just poured all night, and we got a 10-minute window in which we went out into the garden, and we got them identifying some of the herbs, and once again, you know, it was quite fun because I asked them where the basil was, and they all pointed to the mint. At least they learn, though. I mean, it's a very good learning experience. And I also take them sometimes out onto the one on the footpath, and we go through the different herbs out there. They never know what sorrel is. I think most adults, Australian adults, don't know what sorrel is. But I love sorrel. It's one of my favourite herbs or vegetables. I like to shred it and just put it over the top of pasta dishes and add it to salads. When you cook it, it does go this sort of rather khaki colour, green colour, but it has a wonderful sort of tangy, lemony flavour, and it makes a wonderful soup.
Okay, now that's healthy stuff. What about cupcakes? Are they no-nos now?
All right, well, when Sydney Weekender came on Saturday to do this filming, we didn't do any cupcakes. We did two savoury dishes. We did a lovely, very easy one for the kids to do and to impress their mums with. It's just a watermelon feta and mint stick. It looks really pretty, and it's sort of salty and sweet. And we did this pesto pasta chicken dish in which we put cherry tomatoes from the garden. We used basil for the pesto, and they loved that. They really wolfed that down, as did the film crew. So two healthy dishes, no cupcakes, and apparently there's a war on cupcakes going on in the UK at the moment. Two restaurateurs who own a restaurant, they own a restaurant called Leon, Henry Dimbleby and John Vincent, have declared this war on cupcakes because they say that's the only thing that kids know how to make. Well, I would question that because in my little mini chef cookbook, at least half to two-thirds of the recipes are savoury. So I'm certainly pushing that in my classes. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how they go. They're getting the government to make sure that cookery lessons are available in all the schools for children aged 7 to 14 from next year. So we'll see how that goes, hey?
That's good. Okay. Now, what have you got for us this week on your website?
I have friands, which are a gorgeous little sort of French delicacy. They're made with ground almonds. You need some butter, and you need to get it sort of nice and nutty. So you bring it to the boil and let it go sort of a browny colour, and that gives the flavour to the friands. And then you mix it with the ground almonds, some icing sugar, plain flour, egg whites, and stir that all around, and then add a few chopped blanched almonds. Pour it into the little tins. There are special little friand tins available. And you can top those with a fresh raspberry, which are in season at the moment, or two, and some blueberries. And and pop them in the oven.
Sounds lovely.
They are. They're terrific for morning or afternoon tea.
They're on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.